So the book of 1 John is extremely important for Christians to read and reread and read again. I mean, obviously the whole Bible is important, but how precise John gets with what it really looks like to be a Christian is huge and a great conviction for many Christians. And I think a good way, or a good reason to examine ourselves as we read. But so there's just some certain highlights, certain chapters, certain verses of 1 John that I'm going to be highlighting here. So I'm just going to kind of read this, and I'll try to remember to tell you where it's at so you can go back and read it and read around it as well. So starting 1 John 5 through 10. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, and he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make a liar of him, and his word is not in us. Chapter 2. My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, and righteousness. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for all, for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. In verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and then the eyes and the pride of life, is not from the Father but from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. Chapter 3, verse 4. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sin, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he one who does not love his brother. Verse 5, chapter 1. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Chapter 5, verse 13. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Do you guys hear the repeating theme here? How the evidence of God in our life is evident, that it's visual. We aren't working or doing good works or having faith or anything to earn anything. It's just proof. It's evidence of what we have been given, that God has chosen us. So where's your evidence at? And I hope this is convicting. It's convicting for me. It should be convicting for anyone who is constantly growing, because as you grow in Christ, you're becoming more aware of your sin and even your particular sins and your continual growth. Just it's like uprooting more as you dig. You could just keep on digging because you're never going to run out of dirt to dig with until Christ appears and glorification is complete and we are in him. That is when we are finally made pure, but we are to be striving and fighting and loving one another whilst doing that. Read 1 John. Read the whole thing. This is John pleading to his people who are being swayed by the world. And so this is he wants to give them confidence that you are not of this world. You have been chosen by God. I know this because of the fruits in your life, but you're being swayed. So come back to me. So this should be an encouraging letter. It should be convicting, but it's also encouraging. I love you guys.